Welcome to IGN.com's podcast series.
Hello and welcome to IGN Week in Review for January 19th. This is Matt Casmasina.
Hey, what's up? This is Mark Bozon.
And yeah, we're here to fill you in on the latest Wii news. Actually, it's kind of funny because Bozon came screaming over to me just a few minutes ago and is basically begging and pleading to do a podcast here because, as you may have noticed, we haven't done one in a while. But we really don't have a lot to say, so we're just going to wing this. We have no notes. Usually we have notes for these things. So please excuse our totally, like, just thrown together. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is like anarchy, basically, on the mic. So if there's anything you'd like to start off with, Bozon, go right ahead. Otherwise, I guess I'll just sort of recap what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, something that grabbed me just today that, you know, we've seen the ESRB, you know, confirming things for us kind of ahead of time before companies are ready. And yeah, it sounds like we did all that import impression stuff for Kororimpa for pretty much no reason, because that game seems like it's going to be coming to America along with Wing Island.
No, it's good. You know, you still want to know about it beforehand. And I can't say that word, Kororimpa.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Like, yep.
Kororimpa. Okay, so anyway, that is coming to the U.S., as we all know.
Under the name of Super Awesome Ultra Marble Man Rolling.
That would be sweet Supreme. If that were the actual name. Yeah. And then, of course, there's the Wing Island, which is a sort of, you know, I want to be fair here, but it's definitely not Pilot Wings. It's a flying game. That could be kind of cool. And, you know, Hudson was listed on the ESRB, but, you know, we're just going to wait and see what happens there. Hey, Bozon. Okay, so that's what's happening on the virtual. Well, actually, what is happening on the virtual console front? What were the latest titles that hit?
Well, we've got, like, you know, the necessary sequels, like Bonk's Adventure number 2 and number 3 are coming out, which we kind of expected just because the first one came out.
Yeah.
And it's doing pretty well.
We're
hearing squeaking. Speaking of Konami and Castlevania, we're hearing little squeaks that, you know, Super Castlevania 4 may not be the only title you're seeing on virtual console, so I'd be expecting at least another sequel.
Nice.
You know, somewhere in the next couple of months at least.
Yeah, and did I hear or read today, by the way? I don't know. Probably most of our board readers know better than I do about this. But I thought I saw that Kid Icarus is released or going to release now in Japan.
Yeah, it looks like Kid Icarus, and then there was also like, I can never say the name, Zervus, I believe it is. It was a classic NES game. That one's coming, and also, two like really bizarre ones on the list for ESRB were things that were coming. They were listed as like Windows PC and also Wii.
Well,
so
that's
I'm not really sure what that is. Hopefully, that's not like people that are like,
it could be ports,
web
you know,
games,
straight up ports. You know, just like
yeah, it looked like. But I think one of them's like a Bejeweled.
Yeah, well, you know, Cosmic Family from Ubisoft. That was a PC game that was ported to Wii and sort of given updated controls.
Looks absolutely spectacular.
That's gonna be you know, not all of them could be winners and. Yeah, that's, you know, what I do want to talk about, though, actually, for a minute here, and this is completely breaking away from everything else, our sort of random thoughts, is how I'm kind of really psyched about EA on Wii.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing, because, you know, normally you mention EA on any new system, and you're met with all the haters who say, well, screw EA, I don't want any EA products, they just, you know, they shovel it out there, and I don't care about it. But, you know, Ubisoft came on strong. And they had Red Steel, which is, I thought, a really ambitious game that was just, you know, somehow didn't come together. And then they had Rayman, which is, I thought, really fun. But beside that, you had a bunch of games that were just quick ports and sort of kicked out there and said, you know, they basically to make some money.
Yeah.
And EA, on the other hand, I think has really, across the board, taken a more, let's say, thoughtful approach to their Wii stuff. You know, yes, you know, you look at a game like SSX Blur. And that is somewhat of a compilation of previous games, but you can tell that the new Wii controls are actually, you know, they're fundamentally going to be fun for you.
Right.
And beyond that, it looks good. And actually, it looks really nice. It's pushing the graphic limits a little bit more than I've seen on some of the other Wii games. And you know, this is the exact same is true of some of their other games, including even Godfather, which I thought would be quickly thrown over to Wii with, you know, it, like just almost carelessly ported over. But it seems to be, you know, talking to some of the guys who've really had more time with it than we have, like, you know, they're having a good time with it, so.
Yeah, no, I love the idea that they've got a team that is kind of dedicated to Wii. You know, they've kind of come out and said that, you know, hey, we have a team that they worked on Madden and we're going to kind of keep them around for doing Wii stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another company out there that we can't talk about that has kind of come to us also that said, you know, hey, we basically have another team, you know, a team now that did a game for launch that we're going to keep around to do another follow-up game. So, you know, that stuff's really interesting, and I like that you know, I like that EA is showing a lot of stuff like SSX Blur. They haven't even mentioned it really on any other system. You know, and
yeah.
It may be an exclusive. I haven't really been following it as tight as I should. But,
It seems to be.
It seems to be like an exclusive game. Stuff like Tiger, like you can really tell even from just their press releases and notes that they're sending to us.
Yeah.
It really seems like it's something that they're focusing on, that they're actually like really concerned about Wii.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely control-wise, they've put a lot of thought into it. One thing that does irk me, and this is coming from a lot of publishers, is that they are sort of like taking a quick route in saying, you know, we're going to take a game that appeared on, you know, Xbox or PS2, upgrade it, put some Wii controls in there, and that's our new game. But, you know, I think it's unfair to say that's the case with these EA games. Yes, on a very basic level, you could say that. But when you really get down and look at it, they've done quite a lot more to these games than just, you know, put some new controls in there. So, I mean, there is a big selling point, I think, with all the, you know, I mean, yes. For instance, let's take a look at SSX Blur. You can actually, when you're doing Uber tricks, you actually are going to be carving with the nunchuck and also drawing on screen with the Wii Remote to bust out these moves. That's pretty awesome. You know, that's, I think, really well thought out.
Right. And I mean, but, you know, before you start riding companies for, you know, for not putting enough effort to making, like, you know, a Wii-specific version of the game, you know, keep in mind that if Nintendo would have brought out a regular controller, you know, we would have been just getting the same old multi-console stuff we've been getting for years.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I mean, it's just because they don't go totally head over heels on some of the Wii control, you know, it doesn't mean that they don't care about the system. Obviously they do, especially with games like SSX Blur.
Well, you're going to hear a lot more about SSX Blur in about a month, maybe a little less, because I'm going out to Canada. Lots of snow. Going to do some snow seeing up there. Boson. I know you're jealous.
I am.
And I'm really going to go into SSX Explorer and check it out and see what it's all about. And while I'm there, EA is going to be announcing a brand new IP, I understand, for Wii, a brand new game. So that should be cool, too. So if we're not under embargo, and hopefully we're not, we'll be able to post, you'll see a new IP from EA before the end of February. That's something to look forward to. By the way, speaking of new IPs, Konami is going to be announcing with us, actually, couple weeks, let's say, a brand new Wii game for you. And I can't say anything about it other than that it's cool and it's completely original. So look out for that.
Absolutely.
And what else do we want to talk about, man?
Man, I don't know. I do want to throw out there just, I mean, I know it's like our week in review, but, you know, we have the pleasure of every day being around each other. Like, you know, like every single lunch is like a podcast for us. You know, like we get to chill with Pear and everything and just kind of like, you know, shoot stuff back and forth about the industry. And I thought it was kind of interesting today. We were talking about Xbox 360 and how much third party support they have and how we absolutely need that on Wii. Cause I mean, both of us today went out, we got Lost Planet. We're going to be playing that stuff tonight, you know? And you know, with things like that and Dead Rising and stuff, it really seems like 360 is all about third party support. And I think Nintendo needs to find a way to get a ton of third party support now that we're kind of past the launch and into like real games.
It's really, you know, in 1 year, is it a year or has it been two now? I think it's two, right, for Microsoft 360?
No, they have a year head start on PS3. It came out.
So it's about a year and a half.
Yeah, it released when I got hired, so it's been about a year and a half.
Right, so let's say in that time frame, they've really shelled out. They've upstarted, you know, a bunch of new franchises that are huge success stories. You've got Gears of War and now Lost Planet, I think, as I understand, has sold 1 million worldwide. Mm. That came out of nowhere for me, and I'm so happy that it is a big success because it seems to be such a great game. I've played only, you know, bits and pieces. I mean, I've played through the demos and a little bit of the multiplayer mode and pretty much loved it. So I'm really looking forward tonight to just digging into it. But yeah, you're right. We definitely need this type of stuff on Wii. This can't be just, you know, a Nintendo system. And looking at EA and looking at companies like Konami who are making ground up stuff for the console, you know, hopefully you guys who are listening are going to go out and buy some of these games so that, you know, we continue to get third-party support. This can't be only a Nintendo system.
Absolutely. Yeah, it seems like we're seeing kind of the same usual suspects. Like we've got, you know, Heroes is coming up from the same guys that made Killer 7. But it is
that guy's speaking at GDC, by the way, Suda.
Oh yeah, he's speaking at GDC. So more we'll be there to check it out.
More No More Heroes news, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely all well and good. I can't wait for No More Heroes, but it really is starting to kind of feel like, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's starting to feel like it's kind of the same usual suspects as it was for GameCube. You know, I'm not going on super warning mode, but I like, you know, we could use about as many, you know, new IPs as we can get right now.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's early, right? So,
absolutely.
You, for instance, today, what we learned that Inafune, who's you know, the guy actually a big man in charge over at Capcom, who's worked on games like Lost Planet, and I'm sorry, Dead Rising. So he's making an original Wii product, we understand now, according to overseas Japanese magazines.
Right.
And that right there, you know, that's big news. You've got Resident Evil coming from Capcom. You've got original stuff from Konami, as we keep saying. And, you know, EA is on board. Activision's on board. THQ's on board. Midway's on board. But, yeah, there are definitely some companies who are still sort of kind of not acknowledging Wii. And it's unfortunate. You know, you've got like Rockstar, for instance. Where are their games, you know?
Right.
They should definitely be here. I mean, why not, you know?
Yeah, and I'm actually still, like, very, very surprised that Sega hasn't been going as balls out as they could be.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting stuff like Sonic, but, you know, we were talking about, like, where's their, you know, kind of their virtual tennis and things like that. Where's,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, where, like, some of their shooters, like, making another appearance and stuff. Like, you know, that stuff would be really good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, a game like Condemned, you know, why not a version for Wii? I mean, sure, it's definitely a graphic powerhouse.
Right, right.
But I would love to see, you know, more games like that for Wii as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, you know, those are the only games I want. Of course not. Wii Play has been pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we love bits and pieces of Wii Sports. We love the simple games. So, and we know that's where Wii is really going to excel a lot of the time. But you don't want to forget that old audience either.
Right.
And so, anyway, third parties, please please don't forget about us. yeah, and so what else is there out there?
Man, I don't know.
Our Mark and I were working on a virtual console game. We talked about it a while ago. And just an update on that, because I'm getting, actually, believe it or not, in the new year, quite a few emails about that game.
No,
wanting
it seems
to
like
talk
there's
about
a lot of rumblings.
You know, that game is in, let's say, a pause mode for the time being. We are actually instead working on a real Wii game. So that's kind of cool. And our virtual console game was silly and kind of stupid, and we told you it was really crazy and dumb. And that's true. But our Wii game is basically the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So it's a legitimate affair, and it, you know, we hope that it's something very different than what you've seen.
Yeah, and I think it's safe to say that the people that we are going to be kind of rolling with for this for the Wii Virtual Console game, they're the same competent and very powerful developer that actually encouraged us to go, instead of Virtual Console, over to full-scale Wii development.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the Wii Virtual Console game, I still have a very special place in my heart for that silly game.
Oh, me too.
And I think really, I mean, to be honest, and hopefully this isn't causing a wave of controversy, I think part of the reason we're just going to pause on it is because it doesn't seem like Nintendo is totally gung-ho yet on original IPs really coming to the Wii Virtual Console.
Well, you know, for me it was, I was really set on going forward with that thing, and we'd had talks and, you know, and all of that. But I went on to the Wii Shopping Channel and took a look around, and I was just like,
yeah.
Well, let's say we actually finally got this thing done and it released for this thing. Would anybody even notice it?
Yeah. And I mean, they're doing a great job on the classic games, but, and I mean, I know for a fact that there are companies that are trying to pitch, you know, new things for Wii Virtual Console. And I know that they're coming too. I mean, we know it's happening. But,
yeah.
But right now, it just seems like, you know, I personally don't want to be the first one out of the gate, like, you know, trying to carry this thing just by being like, hey, everybody go download this thing, and, well, we don't know where Nintendo's going to put it yet, and it's somewhere
right
on
now,
the
you go
shop
to WiiWare,
channel, you know.
WiiWare is still showing you the browser, the Opera browser, and is that where they're going to stick their the new virtual console games, or are they going to show up, you know, in with the VC lineup?
Right.
We don't know, and because nobody's done it yet, and you just haven't seen anything new yet.
Right. So, I think it's safe to say we're patiently waiting on that one. But, you know, if we start to see some other ones come out, we'll maybe kick that one into gear.
Right. So, you know, nothing's confirmed for our legit game, but we're definitely pursuing it and talking with some cool people. And, you know, if all goes well, maybe we can make it. I know that they're excited and we're excited. And it could be really interesting. So when we can actually talk about it, we'll post something up, because I'd love to get a lot of reader feedback, good and bad, to see if they like the style we're heading for and to see if they like the concept.
Yeah, it's going to be something that you would not expect to be on Wii.
I mean, it's definitely not for kids. This game is brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We should probably keep it at that.
We'll
keep
it at that.
if that does happen, and I'm really excited for it to happen, because, you know, I never shut up about the fact that I was in development first. So, you know, that's always, you know, always sitting in the back of my mind as something I still want to do. And, you know, Casa Messina has been in the industry for quite a long time and definitely knows what he's doing. So,
well, it's fun for me because, you know, we always, you know, we do this as our day jobs, but it's fun to have a little something going on when you're done with work.
Right.
And we both love games, and we have obviously a ton of ideas about games and what they should be like. So, you know, why not give it a shot? And obviously we have contacts and we have friends who are willing to work with us on stuff. So we have those advantages, which is cool. So you never know.
Yep.
Are there any other events? There is a Midway event coming up in the not too distant future. It's in Vegas, and I think you're going to hear about, obviously you should hear about Mortal Kombat and see what's going on there. That's really close.
Maybe one other thing that we might want to touch on is, I'm starting to see it on the boards already. Are people are kind of wondering, like, now that the system's released, you know, it's everybody likes to work towards a certain date or an objective.
Yeah.
And normally that would be E3 right now, right? I mean, it'd be GDC and E3.
And DICE.
And yeah, right, and DICE. Yeah, and with none of them, well, with E3 primarily, you know, not happening now in May, where does that put us? I mean, are we going to be doing a lot more specific event coverage? Or are you going to be seeing, like, the Konami event blowout?
Yeah, I think so.
The Midway event blowout.
Well, I think what's going to happen here, too, and you and I are going to really be noticing this, I bet, in the next month or two, is that we're going to be getting lots of pitches from publishers, because I think there's going to be a lot of activity in the development community for Wii from all angles, because the thing is selling well.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just kicking ass. And I don't know if a lot – I mean, some definitely predicted this was going to happen. Ubisoft was on board. But I don't think everyone knew. You know?
Right.
Nobody – I mean, you know, honestly, I'm a huge supporter of Wii. And a year ago, I probably would have said that just the power, the marketing machine that is Sony, would have, snowballed PS3 into this giant before we could catch up.
Right.
But right now, Wii's got a huge lead. So yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of activity. Right now, it's slow. It's a bit slow, you know, and especially from Nintendo, which is really disappointing for me because, they always talk the big game. Oh, it's not going to be like GameCube. We're going to have a steady release of games. La da 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 da. And then here we are in January, and we've got WarioWare, which is great, but not a whole lot on the plate, coming in the next couple months.
We'll see Wii Play in February, and if things like Sonic and Mario Party are both getting run through the ESRB right now, means they're gold, they're done, and they're, kind of ready to come.
Oh, yeah, Mario Party, but, Sonic is Sega, so.
Right. Yep.
Nintendo itself is relying on third parties more, which is, in a way, cool, because, it's usually in the Nintendo game or nothing.
Right.
But also, in a way, where are the Nintendo games? Why aren't they here now?
Well, I think you're going to get, leading up to Christmas, you'll get a steady week of Super Smash Brothers 1 week. Next week will be Pokemon. Next week will be Metroid 3. Next week will be Battalion Wars. Next week will be Mario Galaxy.
I think Battalion Wars will ship in the first half, but I do think...
Yeah, I hope that and Strikers. Strikers specifically was looking... I mean, they had that showing, I think, at that New York event. Yeah. So that thing definitely...
It should be there.
They can plop that out at any point, kind of.
I think mostly they're waiting to get the online components working for those games. That's what I would bet. But yeah, I do think Metroid, you're not going to see for a while. It should have been here in March. That's what I would have liked to have seen it,
Yep.
But God, I think we're going to have to wait maybe 6 months, maybe longer. If Nintendo gets in its head like, oh, well, it's been delayed 6 months anyway, why not just push it out there against Halo?
Right.
Or some crazy idea like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely moronic.
That would be a dumb move because Halo is... I love Metroid, and I love Metroid Prime more than I did Halo.
Right.
But, I'm not an idiot. Halo is going to dwarf anything that...
You're a big two-human guy. Was really the plan for Microsoft to put that out, at the same point as Halo and all that? I mean, that's where it's...
What, this year, you mean?
Two-human? Yeah. Is that...
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't think they're going to release Two-Human and Mass Effect in the same time.
That's what it was. It was Mass Effect. Okay.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think any game that is kind of within that month and a half span of where Halo 3 is really going to get lost. And it's not because we think it's some
and they're sci-fi insane and, game. It's unfair to say, they're all sci-fi games, but people will look at that and be like, well, I got to get one of these, And they're going to pick one, and I'm sure most people will pick Halo,
even
whether it's deserved or not. And I'm not slighting it. It could be the best thing ever. And then again, Mass Effect or Two Human could just kick its ass. So,
right.
You don't know. But, back to Nintendo. I think Metroid could be delayed that far, and it could be pushed all the way to the end of the year. I hope not. I think Nintendo will, they have big guns, So they've got
some great stuff
Metroid,
this
and they've got Mario Galaxy, which is, by the way, one of the greatest things ever, at least based on my E3 time with it.
Yeah.
And then
you look even at Smash the DS. Brothers. You look at the DS side, and you've got the new Zelda for DS, the Phantom Hourglass, and you've got the new Pokemon games, which obviously will come out hand in hand with Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Yeah.
So I mean, those are both, you know, those will be huge on the DS side. And, you know, then you kind of throw in all the little in-betweens like Battalion Wars and Strikers.
Yeah.
And we've got a pretty significantly huge year kind of cut out for us.
Totally. And, you know, there's some games that I happen to know are under development and coming out in 2000. One of them, at least, is coming out in 2007. And you guys listening don't have any clue about these projects. Like, you could guess all you want, franchises. You'd never in a million years guess. But, you know, you might recognize some of these things one day. It's crazy. So, yeah, you couldn't guess in a million years, but there are games that are very far in development, and they're on Wii, and you just have no idea about them. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, let's just say it's an angel guy with a bow and arrow. No.
No.
Absolutely yeah, cool. Kidding about Kid Icarus.
Yeah, no Kid Icarus.
Total joke.
So we should close it out because our the guys who are going to be editing this are getting angry at us. But
yep, they're pounding on the doors.
Do you want to say anything before we go?
No, I think 2006 was a good launch. I was at E3. We were hoping that, you know, the system would show potential. Then we were kind of a little bit uneasy, kind of going into the launch. And launch came out. We had some hits. We had some flops. But yeah, I think 2006 was pretty strong. And from the looks of it, 2007 is looking to be pretty damn huge.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be huge.
I'm very excited.
For right now, and I look at Wii and I look at Xbox 360, and I'm just like, man, between these two systems.
Yep.
Holy.
Absolutely. The two of them both have their perfect spot in my house, at least.
Yeah.
And they both have some seriously killer titles.
And, you know, I'm totally into PS3 as well. I've got it, but right now I'm just using it as a Blu-ray player. And it's a great Blu-ray player. I've been digging it. But game-wise, yeah, not a lot for me just yet. I think later this year that may change, but right now I'm looking to the immediate future. I see 360 and I see Wii, and I'm like, damn, this is all I need.
Yep.
So I would recommend to anyone who can afford it, if you've got Wii and you're just not feeling anything this month, pick up a 360 and, you know, get Lost Planet and get Gears of War and, you know, and dig into those games.
Right, or at least go play them. I mean, go to a friend's place and play
them. Check
them out. Them.
Seriously, don't be a system hater, because yeah, there's some good stuff on that system. And, yeah, we should know much more about what's happening with Wii here probably the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Things are just kicking up again a little bit now that, you know, that we're back from the holiday. But, you know, next week I think we have a visit from the guys, you know, from Codemasters. They're going to be bringing us Heatseeker.
Yep.
So that's on Monday, right?
Is it
Monday?
Yeah, it's Monday.
We'll check that out, and you'll see a preview from us then. And we've also got a bunch of Japanese games imports that we're going to be blowing out next week, including Necronesia to Wing Island to games I can't pronounce.
Bleach is in there.
Bleach is in there.
And then, like, whenever Pear comes over and rambles off, Super Happy Fun Time 3.
Happy Fart Master, like, Hamster Smile, you know, like one of those.
Tamagotchi Party Connection.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for joining us for this completely convoluted, you know, lacking any direction whatsoever podcast.
Yep.
But we are thinking about you guys, and we're going to try to do better.
Yep.
See you later.
That sucks.